تعرف على اسمي لو طال مهما طال عالوعد مستني ابعت لي لو خبر عليك طمني لو طال مهما طال عالوعد مستني ابعت لي لو خبر عليك طمني والنور اشي تقلل وانا سهران ومتمني ايام ورا ايام مدري اشي صبرني والنور اشي تقلل وانا سهران ومتمني ترجع لي يا قمرة عالوعد مستني واقول لك وتقول لي وانت اللي تدري ترجع لي يا قمرة عالوعد مستني واقول لك وتقول لي وانت اللي تدري لو يوم لو شهر اني ما اقدر وانت بعدك دهر واني اطيقه لو يوم لو شهر اني ما اقدر وانت بعدك دهر واني خبر عليك طمني لو طال مهما طال عالوعد مستني ابعت لي لو خبر عليك طمني
That was number 7 on our countdown, a song called Mersel by Yazan Rausan and Autostrad. Before that, we heard at number 8 in our countdown of Arabic songs for 2011, we heard Zayd and the Wings. That would be Zayd Hamdan, of course, and the Wings. And a song called Asfe, translated into English, that would be The Storm, and into French, La Tempête. Zayd and the Wings, rated at number 8 on our countdown. Well, unofficial countdown for the 2011 Best Alternative Arabic Songs coming to you here on KZSU 90.1 FM with my show, Hi Kifak Saba. The unofficial vote was really by many students in Arabic here at Stanford, and they kind of were listening to the show, and this was sort of their choices, so I am just complying, although I have to say that all 20 songs that were chosen are absolutely amazing, very much out of the mainstream, and that's what I like about them. They are by these amazing artists coming from Lebanon and the Arab world and the region, and hopefully you've enjoyed the countdown so far. At number 9, this set began with the number 9 song, and that was Hashishit Elbi by Khalid Muzannar and Nadine Labaki. That song, Hashishit Elbi, is actually from a soundtrack to a film called Uhalla Lawain, et maintenant on va où? Where do we go now? So I said the title in all three languages, and that would be a Lebanese movie by Lebanese director Nadine Lebeki, or Nadine Lebeki. And she was, well, she actually made quite a name of herself as a female director from Lebanon when she released the movie Caramel. In Arabic, it was called Sukkar Banat. That movie sort of got a lot of, well, it was viewed by a wide audience of people who appreciate, well, I guess, foreign movies and especially Lebanese movies. Well, this new movie called Hala Lawain, Where Do We Go Now, is her current movie playing in theaters worldwide, soon to come to the USA. And the song Hashishat Albi that you heard was taken from the soundtrack to that movie. I'm glad that you're with me here today on Thursday, December 15th, counting down the best and the top Arabic songs of 2011, according to my show. I remind everybody to stay tuned between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. That's immediately following my show for the Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson. And the show, which follows mine this Thursday and, well, every Thursday, is really the Songsmith Show presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. That show, ladies and gentlemen, comes to you right here on KZSU 90.1 FM following my show this Thursday, so stay tuned for that. Of course, that will be after you hopefully will have heard the number one song. What will that be? Well, you have to stay tuned in, because we just finished with the number seven song. Again, Ed, we are tweeting the entries as they are playing, so you can always check out our Twitter page. The handle name is KZSUDJ. You can go on there and kind of read what the current song is and what number it has reached on our countdown. So hopefully you're doing that. You can also go to kzsu.stanford.edu to get what's currently playing. You can navigate. You can go to the playlist. You can also go to zookeeper.stanford.edu to get the playlists from the current show and even older shows. I also wanted to mention that we are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. So for those of you not in the Bay Area and not listening to us, perhaps on the 90.1 FM dial, you hopefully are listening to the streaming show. We're very glad you were able to join us for this, my season finale of my show, Hi Kifak Sava, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM at Stanford. One more shout out, or one more reminder here, is that if you like this kind of music that I'm playing, and you like music coming from the Mediterranean region specifically, make sure to always tune in on Thursdays. That would be the same day as my show, from 9 until 12 p.m. And then, well, you have to kind of like look at the schedule. But today, you had Abu Ramses and his show Mediterraneans came to you actually twice. But I think the regular slot for the show is 12 to 2 p.m. And that would be every Thursday. So stay tuned for that. Always check the schedule, of course, at kzsu.stanford.edu. But if you like this show, I make sure to tune into Abu Ramses' show Mediterranean. Mediterraneans features all genres of music from the Middle East, North Africa, and their diasporas. Classical Andalusian, Sufi instrumentals, modern Arab classics, contemporary Arab and Turkish pop stars, rye, and modern instrumentals. Yes, all of that on Mediterraneans, coming to you on KZSU 90.1 FM on Thursdays between noon and 2 p.m. But back to my show, and the show, of course, is Hi Kifak Sava. The show is sort of like the simplifies or typifies the normal greeting in Lebanon, where people pride themselves, or many people pride themselves, on speaking three languages. That would be English, Arabic, and French. So the greeting, Hi Kifak Sava, really is a greeting in three languages. Hi in English, Kifak is the Lebanese colloquial way of saying how are you, and Sava, well, that's asking you how you doing in Francais, ooh la la. So we'll put them together, you get the title of my show, Hi Kifak Sava. You also get the most popular greeting that the Lebanese use in their daily lives. I hope you'll stay with me until 6 p.m. today to continue counting down the top 20 Arabic songs coming to you here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I am delighted to be with you, and I'm ready, yes, almost ready, to introduce our number six spot here on the countdown. and that would be by a young lady and an amazing young musician. Her name is Tania Cassis, and she is known as La Soprano du Liban. She has a beautiful voice, and her song came in this year at number 6. We're about to hear it, but I did want to say that Tania Cassis also topped the charts, well, these unofficial charts of mine at a year's end last year by being at number 1. It was her Islamo-Christian Ave that came in at number 1 last year. Well, this year she is at number 6 from the album Oriental Colors. She has a song called Chumasar, along with a very special tribute by none other than Tania Cassis herself. So let's listen to that, and as we count down our top 20 Arabic songs of 2011.
Hello, it's Tania Cassis. A big hello to all Stanford University students and KZSU listeners, 90.1 FM. A warm kiss from Lebanon.
على تراب فلسطين وكانت ضحكتها تغطي تغطي سماء فلسطين. غافلها القناص بطلقة في الرأس في رأس سارة الصغير. غافلها القناص بطلقة في الرأس في رأس سارة الصغير. سارة 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 سارة.
اختزلت المسافات، رسمت الحكايات.
وأحببت الحياة. أنا امرأة تهواك وأعشق من قلبي، ولو أحببت من قبلي لن تهوى بعدي.
That was Sophia Merich and a song called Tahwak. If the tune sounded familiar, that's because this is the Arabic version of the Barbra Streisand classic, Woman in Love. The original, the classic song, of course, was released in 1980, and that was by Barbra Streisand. It was also released in French by a French singer named Mireille Mathieu, also in the 80s, but it wasn't until this past year that there was an Arabic version released, and it was by a Moroccan singer. Her name is Sophia Merich. Merich in Arabic means Mars, as in the planet. And Sophia Merich, who sort of gained popularity on a show called Star Academy in the Middle East. That show is kind of like, let's say American Idol meets Big Brother. Well, yes, it's that kind of reality talent show. Well, that show kind of, brought a little bit of fame to Sophia Merich, who has since launched a very successful career as a female vocalist. The song Tahwak is sung by Sophia Merich and came in at number 4 here on our top 20 Arabic songs of 2011. Before that, we heard a beautiful track by Reem Benna called Sara. That track comes from the album Mirrors of the Soul, Maraya Ruh, by Reem Benna. A gorgeous album indeed. The song Sara came in at number 5, and we began the set with the number 6 song here on our top 20 Arabic song countdown, and that was by Lebanese singer Tania Qassis, a song called Shumasar, Whatever Happens, and that was taken from her album Oriental Colors. So we have been sort of playing the countdown here at a very, anticipatory, I can't even say that word. We've been playing them in anticipation of the number one song, and we will soon be getting there. So hopefully you'll stay with me until at least 6 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM for my show, Hi Kifak Sava. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. This is DJ Ramsey reminding you, of course, to also stay tuned at 6 p.m. following my show to the Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson. That show comes to you after my show from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. Remember to stay tuned for that. An amazing show and an amazing DJ. But we still have quite a bit to go here as we count down the top 20 alternative Arabic songs of the year of 2011. And this is, of course, according to sort of an unofficial tally or vote conducted by and with Stanford University students interested in Arabic. And so I'm complying to their wishes. Certainly, this is no official countdown, nor is this any kind of indication of sales. And the songs have all been featured on my show, Hi Kifak Sava, here on KZSU 90.1 FM throughout the year. So it was very, well, I guess, difficult to choose the top 20, since I like to think that I've brought more than 20 great songs to your to my audience here. But either way, this is what's going on, and we are at number 4, at least at this point. We are ready to be for number 3, 2, and eventually number 1 very soon. But first, St. Anthony's helps provide food and clothing for those who need it in San Francisco. Donations of personal or family-sized portions of fresh fruit, vegetables, canned and dried goods can be dropped off at St. Anthony's on Golden Gate Avenue. Clean, like-new clothing can be dropped off at St. Anthony's on 8th Street at the corner of Mission. For more information, including drop-off times, call 415-241-2600. Or visit stanthonyssf.org. That's stanthonyssf.org. The show is Hi Kifak Sava. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'll be with you until 6 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm so glad you were able to join me for my season finale of my show, Hi Kifak Sava. Ahmed Q's been here in the studio helping me tweet the songs as I play them. And so if you're on Twitter, make sure to check out our handle, KZSU DJ, and hopefully you'll be able to see what song is currently playing and the ranking on my top 20 Arabic songs of 2011 countdown right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We are, as I said, streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. So if you're joining us that way, then I would like to also thank you for coming in and listening to my show. It's a great chance also, I think, at this point in the show to thank all the wonderful listeners throughout the year for their amazing emails and for their amazing support. I've been delighted to receive, emails and phone calls, and some people have contacted me through the show's Facebook page, and I'm always happy to kind of hear what's going on. What do people think of this kind of quote-unquote different music that I'm bringing to you? I hope you've enjoyed it. I certainly hope to be back with you in 2012 for more of this kind of music and this kind of show. And it might be a good time at this point to kind of thank, but sincerely thank some of the amazing artists who have been putting out this kind of amazing music that comes to you from the Middle East, from Lebanon specifically, and the region. Music mostly in Arabic, but also often in French and English, as you heard during this show and other shows. And specifically, I would like to thank Lebanese singer Tanya Saleh, an amazing, amazing singer who comes from Lebanon, whose style is unconventional yet immediately addictive. Her music and her album Wehde have been sort of a staple here on my show throughout the year. This album is probably one of the best albums I've ever heard in Arabic, and it is called Wehde, translated as unity. And I would like, and I featured Tanya Saleh, my interview with Tanya Saleh, my exclusive interview with Tanya Saleh during one of my earlier shows this season. And I wanted to thank her so much for sitting with me in Beirut, Lebanon over the summer and agreeing to her interview that I later aired this season here on the High Kifak Sava show. Tanya, if you are listening, or if any Tanya Saleh fans are listening out there, I wanted to say thank you so much for agreeing to do the interview, and thank you for the amazing album Wehde, which continues to play all over my house and as well as here at KZSU 90.1 FM. I also wanted to say a very special shukran, merci beaucoup, and thank you to Lebanese writer Ra'fat Majzoub, who wrote the book Fetish Systems. Ra'fat Majzoub is one of those amazing young writers coming out of the Lebanese literary scene. His book is, very, very controversial, but very, very worthwhile. And it's called Fetish Systems. I also wanted to thank him for the interview that I conducted with him this past summer, in which I aired on the show. I'd also like to thank Arab American musician and music producer Hisham Dawood, who was on one of my shows this season, and who kindly came into the studio and offered us an amazing perspective on the music industry. This all from a young musician, music producer of Arab descent, Hisham Dawood. Shukran to you. And what kind of show would it be if I didn't thank the Lebanese group Mashrua Layla, and specifically two of its members, and they are Umayya Malaib and Hamid Sinno, both of whom agreed to an interview with me this past summer in Beirut, Lebanon. I remember conducting that interview with them by the Mediterranean, and just feeling like, wow, I'm sitting with these amazing musicians, these very amazing young people who are producing this amazing music. They're creating a whole new genre of music with amazing video clips. The group Mashrua Layla, translated as the Layla Project, remain on, I would say, heavy airplay here at KZSU 90.1 FM, and that's, of course, in terms of world music. And I'd also wanted to thank Mazen Hajjar. I don't know if any of you tuned into the episode where I had an interview with the owner of the Lebanese brewery called 961 Beer. Mazen Hajjar gave me a tour of that brewery over this past summer. Yes, I had a very busy summer. And I wanted to say a very big shukran to him for sitting down with me for that interview. 961 Beer, and I believe that brewery is one of the few, if not the only one, in the Middle East. So that would be 961 Beer. I'd also like to thank, of course, none other than Tanya Qassis, the amazing Tanya Qassis, with her amazing voice. Tanya Qassis, a.k.a. La Soprano du Liban, was also one of my featured guests this season here on the High Kifak Sava show. And I was delighted to make her acquaintance and to interview her this past summer in Lebanon. She has gone on to do wondrous things. And definitely, if you're interested in that kind of music, and you're interested in sort of operatic music set to modern contemporary beats, often, and some of her music has even been remixed, then definitely check out Tanya Qassis, K-A-S-S-I-S. And hopefully you've enjoyed the interview that I had with her this past summer. Tanya, shukran, thank you, and merci for sitting down to that interview. Also, a very special thank you to Palestinian-American poet Remy Kanazi, who also gave me an interview here in California after one of his shows here at the Skyline College. Thank you, Remy. And Remy's book is also was also the feature of that interview, or was the spotlight of that interview. And also, I have two more to go, ladies and gentlemen, so bear with me. And one big shukran goes to the Jordanian artist Sadouf Salem, owner of the Sadouf Gallery. It carries her name and it carries her art. This is a small gallery in Amman, Jordan, that contains some of the most beautiful paintings I've ever seen. Sadouf Salem was kind enough to sit with me for an interview in Amman, Jordan this past summer, an interview that I'd later aired here on the show. So thank you to Sadouf, not only for the interview, but for the beautiful art that you keep producing and creating, making the world a much more beautiful place. And last but not least, I would like to say a very special thank you to director Najwa Najjar, who was the interview spotlight on last week's show. Najwa Najjar, who directed the film Pomegranates and Myrrh, sat with me again this past summer in Amman, Jordan this time, and she agreed to an interview with me, which I aired last week. So hopefully you enjoyed that. I hear Najwa's been quite busy with a new project of hers, which also has been receiving a lot of awards and critical acclaim. If you're interested in her work, check out Najwa Najjar on the web. And that brings us to the to episode 11, which is this episode right here on the Hi Kifak Sava show, coming to you from KZSU 94.1 FM. We are currently where in our countdown of top 20 Arabic songs of 2011? Well, we heard at number 4, Sofia Merikh and Tahwak. Before that, Reem Banna and Sara. And we began the set with Tariq Asli Shumasar, which means that we are about to play number 3 in our countdown. And I wonder what that's going to be. So if you are wondering, like me, you gotta stay tuned to hear what is number 3, 2, and eventually what is the number 1 song in our top 20 Arabic song countdown for 2011. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'm with you this Thursday, and I have been with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on KZSU 94.1 FM with my show, Hi Kifak Sava. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Hopefully you're enjoying the countdown, and hopefully you'll stay tuned for many more goodies coming to you here on KZSU 94.1 FM from Stanford University. Well, enough speaking for me. Let me take you to the number 3 song with no further ado. Here it is. It's actually Oulad Hara featuring Abir. The song is called Saut Samt.
صوت علي علي صامت صمت علي علي فيها كابت
صوت علي علي بس صامت صمت علي علي فينا كابت مثل تشارلي تشابلن الكل ساكت يعني صوت صمت عنا متواجد في حدا ضل هون صامت كله صفى بس قلب نابض وتمن صوت صمته قابض ينعد منا فينا بس غامض يعني شي موجود بس مين يحس مع انه للاشي فيه اعلى حس وهذا هو الوجع انه في صوت بس ما انسمح ونطلع بس هي المزع واللي مفكر اخلص لمصيبته خضع هو بيحكي بس صوته بقلب مصيبته انبلع الصمت بصوت انوضع وهي نتيجة اللي تيجي لما حليب اسكت ينقطع حليب اسكت ينرضع
نظرات حب صامتة تخلي عبد مثل ثاني رابطة ولا من صوت نظرة سياسية هابطة من ناطحة سحابه في خابطة ولا من صوت نظرة شاب بعالم بس بنط على الخارطة ولا من صوت نظرة جيل عادات فارطة ولا ولا والله مش عارف من غير عيون شايف بس بالتم خايف أضل ساكت وأتاكل من الذئاب من كتر الصمت وسكوني اليوم بتضيع بالغاب والصمت كبت فإنسى تلاقي جواب لكن ألمي إسا جرى حطم وكسر الجرة وطلع كل شي برا خلى كل تاني مرة مرة وحدي وما تنعاد من يوم وطالع كل شي تشوفه بشاشة تلات أبعاد يعني صوت صمتي وصل لهاد
عصابر احنا ورود انزرعت بين نحجر من قلت نشوف بكرة ما حدا سمعنا عشينا بلغة غير لغة ابن بدي يغير الطريق
احنا
لغة بنت بدها عالم بلد فري
احنا
اكتر محل صرنا نروح ورا الظهر الناس بتسمع بس بتخبي تحت تربي جمر اللي تفرجي للاموات القهر بلا ما حدا يضرب الامر
احنا
شاجي برا موجود بقلبنا تنحرر روتي حررنا احنا احنا صرنا حتى لما نيجي تنواجه المشاكل نتذكر ان عرب الداخل بحني حالي اني جاهل وبفضل اسكت صوت اطرات الدمع علي تنزل مش مسموع بس رح يجي يوم فيضان يحصل مش ممنوع اذا ما بجاوب ما حدا بيسأل ما بامر وحدا بيعمل بدون ما نحكي ما رح نوصل وهذا صوتي
حياتهم تتغير بس هي لازمة بغنية تعيد أولها صمت أخرها صمت أكتر من صوت ما تريد أنا تبدي ألو لا لا
عند العرب
وإحنا نكون قتلوا أحلام وصوتة بكاتم صوت ملعون غنية حكاية قالولي صوتك هذا عورة عقدوا لساني أمرونا غني وشوف سموني حرة شفت اللي راح شفت اللي أجا شفت حياتي ومثلي ما شف حدا صوت الثورة ما ضل منا حتى صدى صوت الصمت صار شعر حياتي أنا ولدنا عشان نكفي
قديش صار لي بفتش حتى لقيك وجوابك هيئتو الله يعافيك بما انه الكل فلو سكين وليل عالدني حلو اسمح لي لاخر مرة خبرك قبل
are listening to the countdown of best Arabic songs of 2011 here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We have been counting down the top 20 Arabic songs of 2011 right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. This is DJ Ramsey reminding you all to stay tuned because the number one song is about to come up, and also to stay tuned for after my show for the Songs Miss show with MC Dizzy Jackson. That show will take you from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. this Thursday, so thank you for tuning in. I'm sure you're all wondering what the number one song is. Very quickly to remind you, at you just heard at number three, Oulad Hara featuring Abir. That was a song called Saut Asamt. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And that means number two, we heard Falak by Rima Khshesh. Yes, Rima Khshesh was at number two here on our countdown of top 20 Arabic songs of 2011, which means that what is at number one, ladies and gentlemen? You may be wondering what is at number one. Well, wonder no more. Here it is.
عشني أقرأ إنجلز في سريري تباح الخروف أصم وزع شريري عشني أقرأ إنجلز في سريري تباح الخروف أصم وزع شريري بس مش غلط الحل رومانسي بس مش غلط حبك كسرة القطاع الخاص بس مش غلط حبك كسرة
Of course, the number one song was Mashrou Layla, and the track was El Hal Romansi. Thank you for listening.